Tom Kozlowski here with you on 104.5 The Team and 104.5theteam.com. And joining us on the phone lines, she is a WWE Hall of Famer and one of the stars in the film Gridlock. Trish Stratus joins us. And Trish, what can fans expect from this new film starring you in Gridlock?
They can expect lots of fighting. Maybe what fans like to see from me, I think, is fighting. So yeah, I mean, lots of Trish Stratus action in this. It's a real sort of old school throwback to like Die Hard, Lethal Weapon kind of feel to this, that kind of action movie. Lots of shoot 'em up action and really just solid fight scenes, particularly by my character Gina.
Well, you bring up your character Gina. Is this going to be a character fans can root for, or are we going to be rooting against Gina in this film?
It's going to depend on the scene that you're going to feel a certain way. I mean, there's, I always say this, she's a female in the male-dominated world, so she needs to show that she means business, and to these bad guys, she's got to show that she means business as well. So you'll see some flavors of heel Trish in there, and you may really be endeared by her as well. So there's a little bit of both flavors, and I'm really excited the way it came off. I mean, you know, this was obviously my second film, so it's a new project for me, when I watched it back, can I say this? But I was blown away, kind of, too. I was like, oh, that was really good. You know, it's a great movie. It's a really funny movie. There's a good comedic dynamic between the lead, Dominic Purcell, and Cody Hackman, the kind of like that buddy ride-along feel, you know. And so it's got that element, but then this great, you know, surrounded by this amazing action that is just off the chain. So it's a great movie, and I'm really proud of it.
I know you've been running a successful yoga business. You've talked on this is your second film you've been in. Are we going to continue to see Trish Stratus in films going forward? Is this something you want to continue to pursue?
Possibly. This film came about when my son was, you know, probably 5 or 6 months old or something. So I was just kind of coming out of the mommy bubble. And I remember saying, you know, like, you know, so I have this agent who, you know, we had talked about the parameters of me pursuing acting was kind of like I had just opened my second yoga studio at the time. I said, well, I have to be aware, like, I do have my business, which is one of my babies, and I do have my baby. He's, you know, 5 or 6 months old. So I have to kind of be aware of that. And he said, yeah. I said, I can't fly to LA for audition. So, you know, this role came about, and he literally called me 2 weeks later. We hadn't even signed the contract yet. And he said, well, I think this might have fit in your parameters. He's like, it's filming in Toronto. You don't have to leave town. He goes, it's got these high caliber stars. There's Dominic Purcell and Danny Glover and Stephen Lang, Vinnie Jones. And he said, and it's an action film, and you play the lead female in it, and she kicks butt. What do you think? I'm like, oh, yeah, sign me up. So I was, you know, like I said, that all the parameters fit. It was just, like, the right time. And I had said that, too. I thought, you know, if this is meant for me to do this, I'll know. It's the right place, right time. You know, the right scenarios will happen. And the universe will give me the sign is kind of how it felt. And then when this role came up, I thought, okay, this is supposed to happen. So since doing that, obviously, I love the experience. And, you know, even in wrestling, it was like, to me, it was all about producing moments. You know, what I did out there is I was given a portion of the entirety of the film or the show, and I was supposed to produce my segment. So I did, and I feel like I produced my moment and put it as part of the big show. And so when I did the movie, it was sort of the same thing. I was able to, you know, this is your time of the film, right? So you're given this chunk of time, and you make the most of it. You know, you deliver your best, and you you make it into your own, and you deliver your moment. So I loved it. I loved the process. Really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to pursuing some of these things as well, moving forward.
WWE Hall of Famer and star of the new film Gridlock, Trish Stratus, joins us here on the phone lines, 104.5 The Team and 104.5theteam.com. And Trish, we see this Divas Revolution in WWE. Does it make you feel proud that you and other women before the ones that are now in the WWE almost paved the way for this new era in the Divas division?
Did we almost pave the way, or did we pave the way?
Just kidding. How proud do you feel about it now?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely so proud. I mean, you know, it's been a long time coming. When I retired, it was like the Divas division kind of went a different direction, I guess you can say, for a while there. And so these girls came in, and there's, you know, a couple of contributing factors. Obviously, these girls are just, they're so talented. And, you know, they've been all trained at the Performance Center, which is the WWE's training facility, which now all talent comes up through this Performance Center. And they're just, by the time they make it to the big stage, they're seasoned you know, there's no throw the new girl out there and see if they can do a move here and there. Like they have performed, they have done matches in front of live crowds, they work together, they have defined characters. And so it definitely showed, you know, they came, they made an impact, all of them. And, you know, it was very good to see that the company took notice and then just changed the direction, changed the focus, and really, you know, dropped the whole Divas thing. And bringing back the women's title was just the greatest thing they could do for these women and for the women in general. What women represent on the show, doing that, it was a huge thing for that. So, yeah, I'm very proud to see that, and I'm very happy with the direction right now. It's really great to watch.
We know you're busy. We'll let you go on this. If you ever got back into the ring and got to go against one of these wrestlers, these women's wrestlers in the ring, who would you come out of retirement for?
Well, I've always said Natty. I've always had my eye on Natty because she's someone, you know, I think she's sort of so underrated. I mean, I'm glad she finally got a storyline recently that, you know, let her sort of do her thing out there. But I feel like for the longest time, it was just like, ah, give me more Natty. I mean, she's so talented and she's so, you know, there's so much you can do with her, you know, and bringing in her history and Brett and all that stuff. So I'm glad they finally did that. But yeah, she's someone I have always been a fan of. Our paths have never crossed. So it would be cool to go back. But I mean, I've always said, like, I'm open to, if I was to ever go back, it'd have to be something that's challenging and I'd have to elevate a person. So, you know, I'd have to find the right elements. I always turn it to the fans. Like, I don't know who they'd want to see me work with. That's the interesting question to me. You know, there was a little rumor of the Bella twins and the Besties, me and Amy, going back. And I thought that would be kind of an interesting, you know, fans would probably dig that. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to find the right scenario.
She is a WWE Hall of Famer, and she's one of the stars in the new film Gridlock. Trish Stratus. Trish, thank you so much. We're going to enjoy the film, and best of luck in the future.
Thanks. Appreciate it.